This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106, 7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is The Foursome. Joining us right now on the Maps for Us hotline is Jason LaConfora, NFL insider for Radio.com. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Good morning, Jason.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
We're just somehow still debating the two-point conversion decision by Ron Rivera on Sunday.
Stuck in the mud, Jason.
That's I figured you guys were up at night, you know, dreaming of what amazing plays Scott Turner and Kyle Allen will concoct for next. I mean, if you haven't been captivated and captured, like, as I'm sure your imagination, you're going to places in your mind you didn't even know existed, being at the vanguard of offensive football with that combo. I don't know how you sleep at night.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone expects that Kyle to be terrible. That's fine. I think he's a little better than that, but fine, whatever. I did expect more from Scott Turner, though. I guess just because his dad was who his dad was. But it has been relatively sort of unimaginary. And
vanilla?
I know we don't have Christian McCaffrey, but I don't know.
It was all Haskins' fault. Well, come on. I mean, why are we even talking about anything else? Haskins was clearly holding the entire franchise back. I mean, just look how they blossomed since they kicked him to the curb. Come on, guys.
What if the rest of the league, Jason, you're plugged in. What if people that you've talked to around the league said about that course correction and change from Haskins to Kyle Allen?
Well, it's just, I'll go back to pretzel logic. It's hard to get where they got as quickly as they got there unless they were going to get there come hell or high water. Unless, you know, it's pretty clear that unless this kid came out and was, you know, Joe Montana, you know, mixed with whatever, Elway, with whoever else, name your Hall of Famer, that they were going to go to their guy, which is fine. Just go to your guy from the get-go. But I don't think anyone understands sort of the magnitude of the whole Washington football team thing. Like, the fans' relationship to the team, the media, what the market is like, how desperate people are to finally have something they can believe in there. Like, I don't, especially when you're coming from Carolina, which is a very sort of different environment on a lot of levels, especially as a media market. Like, I just don't think a lot of these guys get. I don't think, like, even Joe Gibbs coming back the second time and covering that, he was obviously right there for the glory days and building this thing and being so much a part of why expectations got as high as they did. I don't think it took him probably the first full season until he really got his head around, like, wow, okay, yeah, this is I'm going to be doing a whole lot more than just coaching football here.
So, Jason.
And that was my trepidation about this from the giddy-up. When we talked early on, I'm like, you're asking a guy who, you know, was a good football coach, but I don't know that anybody was transformational, now to wear all these other hats and have he's going to find out he has all these other fires to put out, and there's only so many hours in the day. It ain't easy.
So with the trade deadline looming on November 3rd, do you see Haskins getting dealt? I don't know if this organization wants to deal with the specter of him in another offseason when they're clearly not enamored with him. They don't want to develop him. Do you see him getting dealt within the next 2+ weeks?
Yeah, I think it's a very real possibility. It's something that a lot of people in that organization feel like it's inevitable that we're going to move on from this kid sooner than later anyway. And, you know, everything now, and this is, you know, on them, you know, this is, you know, self-inflicted with the way they handled it. But now, anytime he's got a cold, anytime, you know what I mean? Everything he does now is a thing because of the way this was handled. And there's enough, whatever, issues, distractions, things they got to get through each day, that to have the number three quarterback be a daily thing that you're going to be asked questions about and that people are going to, you know, to some degree obsess about, and understandably so. Yeah, and I think, you know, somebody do right by the kid. Like, get him somewhere where he's going to be able to be around some veterans and learn a little bit and get a chance to grow in a normal way, not as somebody who was a pawn between the former coach and the owner, and then was somebody who clearly this new regime did not really want to invest in.
Yeah, he hasn't had a flag waiver. You know, he needs a flag waiver in the building. There's no question about it.
Just an advocate. I mean, he needs someone who is invested in his future, you know? Jay blew him up on the way out of the building because that was his way to get back at the owner, and now it's a daily thing. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? He should have never played as early as he did. And he's just been he's not perfect. He's far from perfect. I have no idea if he's going to be a quality NFL starter or not. I just know the way they've handled him, I guarantee you it's not going to bring out the best in anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it looks like they've given up on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that being said, who do you like in the Dallas-Washington game?
I like Dallas. I like Dallas big.
Wow.
You know, Zeke's not going to put it on the ground like that all the time. The Cowboys will stick with the run. I think they will be effective with the run. They have more talent, and I just they give up huge plays. They have all kinds of issues with their linebackers and their defensive backs. But I just heard the injury report there. I mean, you guys, when you're healthy, have one receiver. Now the supporting cast, in so much as there is one, is all beat up. I don't see the road to many victories there at all. And as bad as Dallas is, and as bad as the Eagles have been, although I think the Eagles are actually going to turn out to be okay on the other side of their bye, and they will get punked by a lot of teams outside that division, they're going to punk the other two teams in that division.
Yeah, I mean, if they win tonight, beat the Giants, they probably feel real good considering, you know, how banged up they've been. And, you know, they're kind of just escaping, even though the record's bad, but they can kind of regroup, like you said, after the bye. They might feel like, you know, we're the team to beat in the division.
Yeah, I mean, look, they always think they're, you know, how about them Cowboys? They're delusional every year in how, you know, how they view their talent versus how the rest of the league views their talent. There's usually a pretty wide chasm there, but when you compare them to the Giants and the WFT, there is a difference. Even with their offensive line as banged up as it is, this to me really feels like a bounce back game for the Cowboys.
Were you surprised by Ryan Fitzpatrick's reaction?
Yes.
Because it was like 2-3
yes.
weeks ago, he alluded to the fact that his days were numbered.
Yeah. I'm far more shocked by his reaction to the benching than I am by the benching itself, which could not have. I mean, they've been telegraphing it to him. Dude, your contract stipulates, like, you're paid like a backup. They drafted a kid 5th overall who, before he got hurt, was, you know, I don't know, one of the more entertaining, exciting college football players in recent history. If I knew in the summer and was reporting that, hey, they're going to evaluate this after 4 weeks, they're going to evaluate it after 6 weeks, they're going to evaluate it after 8 weeks, if it gets that far, depending on Tua's health and depending on how the team's playing and depending on if they think they have a sufficient infrastructure to support the kid. But he's definitely going to play at least half the year. So, I mean, if the whole league knew that, of course Ryan Fitzpatrick did. The more I thought about this, guys, I think what happened is, like, this is a guy who loves football. This is a guy who's maximized his ability to play football and extended a career far beyond what many people thought was possible early on. And I think he's grieving for the end. Like, this part of his career where he ever goes into a season again with a chance to, on merit alone, play 4 or 6 or 8 games, that's never happening again, right? From here on out, if he continues to play football, he's only going to see the field if it's at the expense of someone else. If the kid quarterback who I'm mentoring gets hurt, or, you know, if whatever, something happens, the guy has to miss a game for personal reasons, whatever. Like, I'm never going to be viewed as a starting quarterback again. And I think it was maybe the sort of totality of that sinking in, like, that period of my life is over. I might stick around the way a Josh McCown is stuck around now, or, you know, the way a Matt Schaub is stuck around, but I'm never going to get a chance to have my guys around me for a long period of time. I'm going to be the second guy forever. That's the only thing I can think of, because he's a smart dude. He's been doing this a long time. He does wear his heart on his sleeve. I think his mind has sort of known this for a while, but I think the finality was setting in, like, in his heart emotionally, like, I'm never going to lead a huddle again unless it's at somebody else's expense.
Joined by Jason Lockefort, NFL Insider for Radio.com. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Kirk Cousins threw his team right out of the game last week against the Atlanta Falcons. Mike Zimmer, his patience has got to be wearing thin with performances like that from the ex-Washington quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Yes, he has a quarterback rating this season in the first half of 56.35. That's really, really bad. It wasn't just that game, you know. And that quarterback rating doesn't even reflect the two first-half safeties that he took, both of which in back-to-back games were fairly egregious. There's a lot of frustration wearing thin in Minnesota. Ownership's frustration with Mike Zimmer. The inability for them to put together an offense that looks good for more than fits and spurts. I mean, I think this is the Cousins' sixth offensive coordinator in 6 years. They got – and the defense absolutely stinks, and that's the coach's bread and butter. And they're bad on all three levels. They just are. And the owners doubled down on everybody. They doubled down on Cousins. They doubled down on the running back. They doubled down on the general manager. They doubled down on the coach. You know, extensions for everybody. They're a bad team. I don't see a way out. And that, to me, they're one of the more fascinating teams ahead of the trade deadline, because those owners knew what they had to do at the end of last year. Like, if they lose that playoff game, and especially lose it in dramatic fashion to the Saints, Zimmer was getting fired. That's a fact. That's a reality. That was known in that building. He wins the game. They keep him around. They drag their feet. They eventually give him the extension. But there was a lot of people in that building realized, like, hey, maybe it is time to move on from a lot of these people and start over. We spent a ton of money for 5 years here. We had a cycle. We went to the playoffs a few times. You know, it really stinks that Teddy got hurt, but we got a stadium, and let's start trying to build, you know, in a different way. And let's trade the running back, and let's trade the quarterback for whatever we can get for him. And let's try a younger coach, maybe an offensive-minded head coach, because we can't ever get an offense here. And they didn't do it, but all that happened. All those conversations took place, and now you're at an inflection point where if you want to shed some salary, and they've spent a ton, you better do it in the next 2 weeks, or you can't do it again until, you know, next year. And then it's you're not going to have teams giving you anything for these guys, because they know you're just going to have to cut these players anyway. So I don't know if they'll do the right thing at the deadline, but the right thing for them is to hit the restart button. And some of these dudes are untradeable, but they definitely have a lot of commodities that teams are interested in if they decide to play ball.
Speaking of coaches, two coaches have already been fired, I think just two, mm-hmm. Quinn and O'Brien, right?
Yeah, and two GMs, because the one guy wore both hats. Yeah,
right. How does Adam Gase still have a job? I'm not saying it's all his fault, because I'm not in the room. I have no idea. But he's 0-6. He was bad in Miami. He said this will be his fourth consecutive losing season as a head coach.
Yeah,
he's had some quarterback issues. I get it, but they're one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're bad.
I mean,
this is a year where there's nine teams that have one win or less, which that's a pretty big number in a league of 32, right? That's over a quarter of the teams in the league are basically hapless at this point, and they are clearly the worst of the worst. Like, Jacksonville's starting to nip at their heels a little bit, but those two are in a league of their own, and I would say the Jets are even in a league of their own above and beyond the Jags. It's because they, you know, it comes down to the whims and mercy of really one person. You know, it's just whenever the owner wants to decide to make the change. And is he a little bit of a pawn between, you know, Woody Johnson and Chris Johnson with an election 2 weeks away and Woody's days in the UK may be over? I don't know. It's something that a lot of people theorize about when you talk to different ownership groups and executives around the league. Adam Gase isn't going to be there in 2021. Right. If there were fans in the stands and you had whatever, I'd probably only be 40, 50,000 showing up at this point. But with the bags on their heads and flying blimps over the stadium saying, fire the coach. And, you know, if you had that sort of environment and rancor, then I think he probably would have done it. Sometimes they don't want to pay the guys to go away. You know, they're like, well, if I'm going to pay them, they're going to stay here and earn their paycheck. And it's like, well, how's that? Who's that benefiting? Like, how's that working for anybody here? Sometimes it's because they don't want to reward somebody else on the staff with an interim title. It can get pretty petty, but at this point, that a change there is inevitable. It just really comes down to when the owner decides enough's enough.
Jason, as always, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jason.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the games. Thank you,
bro. All right, buddy.
It's Jason Lockenfor, NFL Insider for Radio.com. Insider call is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Yeah, it is interesting that Gase hasn't been whacked yet.
Well, why would you whack him? Let him, you know, if you guys are all into tanking, just let him continue on this road to nowhereville.
That's the strategy.
Maybe that's
don't jeopardize that number one pick.
Maybe the Johnsons just like the guy. Maybe they don't like – is Greg Williams on that staff? He's on that staff, right?
Yep.
Maybe the players wouldn't really want Williams to be – I don't know. I just – when you're 0-6, you've scored 75 points in 6 weeks.
You know, they're all getting blown out at the end of the year. So they just know their fate, and they're just resigned to it.
Can you imagine going to work every single day knowing you've got a few months left, that's it? I mean, it's got to be so awkward.
By the way, the Kirk Cousins stat that he threw out, Jason Lockenfor said that Kirk Cousins – quarterback rating in the first half is in the 50s. That's pretty unbelievable. You know, people always talked about his stat padding, and I think he had a couple of late touchdowns this week. When you look at the overall numbers, the quarterback rating is 88. But, man, they are digging a hole when you're falling behind early because interceptions from
his
quarterback.
His stats against the Falcons, that is his Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Right.
Yeah. He gets in a hole, and then it's like Deshaun Watson from a few years ago. Gets in a hole and puts up stats late when they don't matter. That's Kirk Cousins in a nutshell.
But he was coming off by far his best season as a pro last year.
And I was a Team Kirky guy back in the day when he was here.
Last year.
Man, it's unraveling for him.
Last year he had 26 touchdowns with just 6 interceptions. That's in a complete season, 6 interceptions with 26
TDs.
It's
weird.
He's already got 10 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, what has he seen?
I don't know.
What has happened? He's got weapons.
Does he have a different offensive coordinator? Is it a different
Kubiak
system?
Yeah, he's got a different –
Maybe that's part of it. You know?
Jason just said he's had 6 in 6 years. So he changes offensive coordinators every year.
Yeah. I could see that messing with you a little bit, you know? Even
if
you're a
veteran. I mean, he talked this week about that he might not finish the season as a starter if he keeps throwing picks. He said it about himself.
He's a realist.
Or are they going to go to Sean Mannion? I think he's the backup.
Yeah.
That might be his only saving grace.
Yeah. Got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You can call us on AAA Always On Call listener lines as we open up the phone lines once again on an open line Thursday. Plus, we'll come back and do some entertainment page here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, sometimes during the commercial breaks, Isabella, I mean, it's been months now that we've been doing the show from home.
Right.
And so Isabella's 3.5, and sometimes she wants to see what's going on. And she ran down here when I went upstairs to the bathroom. She ran down here and looked at the screen, which you guys were just doing your own thing. And then as I kind of like booted her out and moved her away, she goes,
How come they didn't say how good my braids looked?
Didn't see her.
I missed her.
She did pigtail braids this morning.
I would have told her.
Sure.
Nice. So I didn't even see her.
So she already wanted her attention dollars for that.
She wants those ADs.
JP, your daughter studied abroad for a semester, and my oldest daughter, who's at Tech, told me a few weeks ago she was interested in studying abroad for her spring semester of her junior year, which would be
next year.
Next year. So it's spring of 22.
Right.
And I said, all right, well, let's talk about finances. And
so it's not included. See, with Kelsey, it was included as part of the NYU tuition.
Well, I mean, the tuition is what it is. So instead of paying Tech, on campus tuition, it just goes to the study abroad program. But that doesn't cover travel and expenses. Anyway, so it was like, I did the math. It's about $7,000 or $8,000 more.
Which cities can she go to?
She was accepted into a program in Lugano, Switzerland.
Just make sure that she's not doing the she's not following U2 on their European tour like Liam Neeson's daughter.
Because I learned this. Make
sure
that.
That's
I
not
learned
the case.
This kind of retroactively.
But man, dude, that's it's so expensive, and I feel bad saying no to her. I can't say no to her.
Yeah.
She goes, Dad, I really want to do this. She's got savings. She goes, I'll pay for it myself. I said, no, the college fund should take care of most of it, but. There's only so much in the college fund.
Just means you got to do some more spots, Ricky.
Yeah, just got to work a little harder.
That's all you got to do.
Maybe not as many blackjack.
So she got accepted into one of the programs. See, it's different in every school. At NYU, and I learned this retroactively, there were four cities, and I think actually her semester abroad ended up being less expensive than a semester in New York City.
Oh, really?
But she chose Prague, and I learned this retroactively, over like Madrid and Rome, some like, to me, bigger name cities.
Yeah.
Because classes were Monday through Wednesday. It was like a move like EB and I would have made
smart.
In college.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? So she was, but I guess if, Tech's different, and like that's, I think, why she chose Prague. And Prague's like a hub city, good city. I don't know anything about
I mean, the other thing Lugano, is you're sending your daughter off to another continent. I mean,
she's capable though. She'll be fine.
No, I know she'll be fine. It's me. Yeah. I got to worry about me. My mental health.
We're number one, numero uno.
Let me tell you this, because
how am I going to handle it?
Now that I think about it, they do. I don't think it matters whether they're abroad or at home. They'll angle for money.
Oh yeah, always.
Every which way, and I thought this was good. I think you remember Kelsey's a junior, but when she was a freshman, she immediately angled for the NFL ticket. Mm-hmm. Like she is a Washington fan.
Did you get her the college one? You could get
I think she does the college one.
It's $100.
I mean, she was like in school. She was in school for like 2 days and was like, Dad, can you send me $100? Like what?
Right.
Like two days?
With Stevie, this year, his MacBook broke, whatever that means. I don't know. And so we had to get him a new computer. So I shipped him a new computer. His phone supposedly broke. So he had to buy a new phone, and then he just texted D yesterday that his phone broke again.
His parents are going to be broke if that keeps up.
He dropped his phone, and now it goes off and on all the time. And he had a case and everything, and I'm like, it's Apple. These Apple crooks.
Apple.
Uh-huh. We're making him go to an Apple store. There's not one. What's the name of the town that they're in?
They're crooks. They're making you buy
Poughkeepsie.
The product.
There's not. Well, hold on. Listen. There's not an Apple store within an hour, right? So he's got to drive an hour, apparently, to go to the Apple store. So he's going to go this weekend.
We'll keep sending him to a Nubs college in the middle of nowhere.
Well, here's the thing. Will they cover a phone that he literally just bought 2 months ago?
Don't know.
What's the story with that?
Do you have a warranty?
Does he have Apple
Care? I don't know if we bought a warranty. I mean, we have whatever you have when you get a phone.
That might only last 30 days.
Yeah. That's it. So
but I don't know. I have no
I told my
I've
wife, he's not
Apple
getting
phone.
Some. He's going to get their nub, whatever it is. So like an iPhone 2, like an old JP phone. Yeah. That's what you can have. Because they're not just going to keep buying you phones every 2 months. This is ridiculous.
So Jason I've never heard of that city in Switzerland. Is it close to Geneva? That's really the only city I can think of.
What's the city again? Is it Joey Lugano, Switzerland?
It's Lugano, Lugano. Okay. I think it's right over, because we went to Como a couple years ago in Italy. I think it's right across the lake from from Lake Como. So it's very close to Italy.
Hmm.
I think.
Here's what I know about Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, it's right on the border.
Chocolate, yeah. Cheese, obviously, Swiss cheese.
Right.
Army knives.
And Roger Federer.
Federer. And I think Swiss people own a crazy amount of guns.
Like, oh, that's great.
Like, I think per capita, the gun ownership in Switzerland is, like, off the charts.
Banking.
Banking, that's right. I forgot Swiss bank accounts. Correct.
Oh, dude, and you said cheese,
really
right?
Nice.
Cheese, yes, of course, cheese. I mean, that's my extent of my knowledge on Switzerland.
I'm just looking at the...
They're also neutral. They
I'm just looking at the in-state tuition costs. All right, so it's $5,000 for in-state tuition. Program fee is $2,500. Transportation total, $2,400. Lodging, meals, $6,100. Medical insurance, $120. Books, supplies, $200. Personal expenses, I mean, you can, you know, you can fluctuate on that, but they add $5,000 for personal expenses. So in-state tuition for the semester, $21,500. What?
That's nothing.
Yeah.
It is to me when you're used to paying $13.
This right. town looks silly.
It does, man.
It
I don't
does.
Know if that's a lake or a river. It is
looks
the
like
clearest
a,
water I've ever seen.
It looks like a big lake.
Right.
Yeah. It looks like the Bahamas.
I'll tell you what, this girl is going to owe me big when she gets out of school.
That town does look silly.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's
right on the water in kind of the mountainous region, and the water
could
be
Alps everywhere. So many Alps. That's right. What I forget. The
you
Alps.
Forgot to say Alps, right?
The Alps are in Switzerland.
Matterhorn.
Too. Matterhorn, yeah.
You didn't like my Bickel? What? When I saw the number, that's what I did. I almost fell over.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's looking at schools that pretty much all of them are like the same as NYU. They're all like 70K.
70?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But she is looking at one school potentially out in California, which is it's about half that cost, actually. I don't know why, because state schools in California, I guess, are cheaper. I don't know. I don't get it.
But then anytime you visit her, you're going to
spend it.
You'll reach the 70K in travel costs.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So you're just doomed either way.
I know. I know.
That's it.
I can't say no. I mean.
Yeah. But especially when they want
to
do something like
that. Especially her two roommates are going.
Well, and you're a softy, too, because you claim to say no to your annual Bahamas trips. You were like, I'm done.
Are you still
doing
No
more
those?
Atlantis, and now you go, you're back.
My wife said something about it the other day. I'm like, I'm not going there.
She wants to go back to the Bahamas.
They won't even let Americans into the country right now.
Well, maybe not right now, but a year from now.
Oh.
They're going to want those tourist dollars soon.
I'm going to tell my wife all the Bahamas money is going to the Lugano, Switzerland program.
Right. We'll just have her... you know, polish some more, you know, dressers or whatever she does.
I know. She's been, you know what?
What is she doing?
She hadn't done many projects lately.
Jesus,
she's got to get on
Christ that. Her out of the business, EG.
Oh, yeah, he did. Especially mine. That. He wanted like $5K for mine.
I mean, that would have helped.
Insane.
That would have paid for the tuition.
Right. That's nuts.
All right, so we start the EP here, and then we're going to do the entertainment page. Got derailed.
You know, 2-minute EP?
I mean, it's
yesterday,
insulting.
We got rave reviews about the EP yesterday.
Oh, really? Why?
Cakes
so good?
Cakes did a great job.
I can't
you
remember
did?
What the
Thank
what was
you.
The last
I talked about. I talked about the outfield singer passing.
It was music centric.
So much music.
The cover of Fuel.
That's right.
Blink 182 ripping off.
It was all music.
Green Day song.
I can't take credit. It was all about the music.
Well, here's the deal. Entertainment page brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water. Splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. Only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. This is important. Enter the code JUNKIES, and you're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Right. Well, Rudy Giuliani, we touched on it a little bit earlier.
Rudy.
He's in the news because who knows what happened. He was unwittingly set up by Sacha Baron Cohen and his film crew. I don't know what they were doing. They were doing some sort of weird interview with some hot chick. And at some point, somehow, he says... nothing untoward happened, that he actually prayed for her because she was talking about her problems and everything.
I pray for you.
And then they were in his hotel suite, and they have an image of where he's laying back, and that's when Sasha jumps in and says, she's 15, she's too old for you. And then they come running out. He claims he was just tucking his shirt back in because they were taking the microphone and everything else off.
Never seen somebody tuck in their shirt laying down. Have you ever tucked in your shirt laying down?
We haven't done we've done a decent amount of TV. Whenever we take off like our mics or whatever, those packs, we're never lying down like on a bed.
That makes it much harder to do.
Standing upright and we're taking it off.
Listen,
try and tuck in your shirt laying down. Try it. It's not easy.
If the front of your shirt was untucked, you probably could tuck it in that way.
What if you're wearing an untucked shirt?
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure if he pulled his hog out or was going to, there'd be video of it. But they don't have any video of that.
I think he was about to.
No. Maybe.
I don't think so, because don't they need Giuliani's permission to use the video? If he
might have got permission beforehand. I'm not exactly sure what the rules are there.
I don't know. All I know is that he says
he thought he was doing an interview.
He thought he was doing an interview, and as soon as he realized that it was something weird when they ran out, he called the police. And he said, if I was doing anything wrong, I wouldn't have called the police. And if they were doing anything right, they wouldn't have been running.
He wouldn't be doing anything wrong if he knew he was being videotaped before or after the fact.
Correct. I mean, does anybody think he's going to pull his dong out with cameras and, you know.
After the fact, if he's trying to pull his hog out, after the fact, he declined to use the video.
Yeah.
There might have been a hidden camera. I mean, a different camera. Well,
you can't use that. You can't do that. That's against the law. You can't videotape someone secretly and then use it for a movie. That's against the law.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Isn't that what the Aaron Andrews lawsuit was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously he agreed to an interview. But anyway, he called the police. He claims it's a hit job. Of course, he's been one of the key figures in the whole political scandal with Biden and his son and computers and golly knows what's going on there. So he says it's just another sort of hit job, retribution for that. Who knows? Either way, I guarantee it's funny.
A promotional vehicle for the movie that comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. I guarantee it's funny. I love Borat movies. It's right up there with Bean.
I'm going to be doing a lot of this tomorrow. A lot of slapping the right knee watching that.
Yeah. So that was kind of like the big story, I think, celebrity-wise, was Borat. He's done a hell of a job promoting this movie because he's gotten a lot of publicity these last few days for it. When we come back, I want to talk about Matthew McConaughey. He talks about losing his virginity. He's also promoting his book. Remember, we heard about his dad dying, taxing his mom.
Right.
But he's got more details on losing his virginity. And then we've got some more details on one of the Backstreet Boys and their cocaine problem, Cakes. That's always fun.
Well, let me tell you about this. When it comes to complex IT integration, nobody does it better than Software AG Government Solutions. Software AG's WebMethods is the world's most capable integration platform. The mandate for the government is clear: integration and modernization of IT. Learn why the most innovative government agencies turn to Software AG to tackle their toughest integration challenges. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. All right, we're in the midst of the entertainment page.
All right, boys. I told you Matthew McConaughey has a new book out.
Snotty Nose.
Green Lights. That's the name of it. He says it's not a traditional memoir. He has no interest in nostalgia, sentimentality. And he wanted to talk about the good and the bad. And we talked about last week about how his father passed away in the saddle with his wife, Cakes. Remember, that's what Ron Jeremy said, how our guy that owned Cat House passed. He was in the saddle.
Dennis Hoff,
yeah. He said Dennis died in the saddle.
This is a bit of a tangent, but the Ron Jeremy allegations against him.
Oh,
I mean, he
horrible.
Might be spending the rest of his life in prison.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, you know what? Prison will be cleaner than his house, than his condo.
That is true. Definitely less cluttered.
Oh.
100%. He'll probably find a way. He'll hoard.
He might.
In prison? Yeah, he'll will.
He'll find a way.
But he says that he was blackmailed. This is Matthew McConaughey. blackmailed into having sex for the first time when he was 15 years old. Now, he doesn't really go much into details, but he says he was certain he was going to go to hell for the premarital sex. Today, he says he's merely certain that he hopes that's not the case. He also says, this is kind of unusual.
Hell exists. Come on. No, come on. What are we talking about here?
For Jason, it's called the EP.
Right.
It does. It exists once a show.
He said he was molested by a man, Cakes, when he was 18 while he was unconscious in the back of a van.
Wow.
He doesn't elaborate, but he says he never felt like a victim, and he has a whole lot of proof that the world is conspiring to make him happy because he's had a pretty darn good life. But that actually did happen. So he talks about, remember when he was bongoing naked and he was arrested? Do you remember that?
Yep. Yes.
He talks about that incident back in 1999.
Does he talk about running into Eric Bickle while he's rollerblading in Santa Monica?
No, but that did happen. He rollerbladed right past me, and he looked like homeless. He looked terrible. Yeah. But that happened. Santa Monica, you got it. What is it called? Is it the Third Street Promenade?
Third Street Promenade, yep.
Yeah, whatever that's called.
It's a money part of the state. Yeah. Santa Monica is awesome.
I had some silly... Well, because then I literally bumped into Steven Spielberg jogging. He was coming up. He was coming from the beach.
Did he look homeless too?
He looked like friggin' Steven Spielberg. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And
did he have a silly script in his hand?
No.
Like his next big hit?
No, but I do remember being out in L.A. I've told you this before, and going to a party, and there would literally be scripts in the front yard on the grass. Like, they're just, you know, they're just everywhere.
Right.
But then my other, I think I had three celebrity sightings. The third one is by far the worst. By far. Is we were having breakfast in Santa Monica, and Chad Lowe was sitting next to us. So it wasn't even Rob Lowe. Right. It was Nubby Chad Lowe.
The Nubby brother.
The Nubby
brother. I saw Chad Lowe in a bar restaurant called Liquid Assets in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, you did? What was he doing there?
Grasping.
I think his wife
grasping.
Yeah. I think his wife is from either Maryland or Delaware, and I guess he was there to visit the parents or something. I think there's a connection to the Eastern Shore with Chad Lowe's wife.
Ah, gotcha.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute, that's Chad Lowe.
Could you imagine being Rob Lowe's brother?
I did a Bickle. I said, that's Chad Lowe.
My friend had to tell me that was Chad Lowe. I had no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, best McConaughey movie, Cakes.
Ooh. That's a good question. I think Time to Kill is really good.
Bickle would probably say Interstellar. Is he in that?
Yes.
I really
to me, that was a big snoozer, well, but look, everybody has different opinions.
I think E.B. got sized for the Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah,
I like that one. I like that one.
Cadillac Lawyer, whatever it's called.
What about Wolf of Wall Street?
Good one.
Have you ever seen Mud? That was really good.
I did not see Mud.
Didn't see Mud, I don't think.
Silly.
That one got nominated for a bunch of stuff, I think.
Is Two for the Money kind of poopy?
It's entertaining.
I'm not even sure I saw that.
Here's the one we're sleeping on. We Are Marshall. That's a great film.
That's pretty good, too.
Right. Last but not least, and I guess I know we have
Bruce. Contact? Contact.
I don't remember seeing that one. Miley Cyrus, Cakes, says...
We talked about her yesterday.
Oh, did you? You probably did the story. What's the story you did?
Let's do it again.
What's the story you did
yesterday?
Her cover album.
Oh, the Metallica cover album?
Yes.
No.
Yep.
That's interesting, actually, to me. This one, she says, she was chased by a UFO, and she made eye contact with an alien.
Okay, I'm sure.
That's what she says.
Was she high?
She says she had friends there that saw it, too. She says the best way to describe it is a flying snowplow. It had this big plow in front of it, and it was glowing yellow. So that's what she said.
Because it was probably a snowplow.
Right. She had a bad trip. That's all.
She's right. Riley Martin.
Yeah. Who knows? Exactly.
Good pull, Valdez.
And did you guys mention this? Kim Kardashian says she earns way more money from Instagram than she ever did from keeping up with the Kardashians. Think about that.
Impressive. Don't forget Cake Flops on Instagram.
Right.
I post a picture about once every 10 days. It's a must follow. So please get there with quickness.
I posted something on mine and my daughter diving. Check that out, EB Junkies.
When you were mentioning McConaughey, you were going through the movies, but we all loved him in True Detective, and I'm trying to do a little research. I feel like they're bringing back True Detective.
Good.
Oh, I hope they are.
The season with Mahershala Ali and Stephen Dorff. Very good.
That was really
very
good.
Who are they rumored to be bringing back?
I thought season two was good, too.
I didn't like season two with your boy.
Vince Vaughn was so bitter at the end. He was so mad.
I liked it.
Got stabbed in the desert. Just walked
through the desert.
Is Hollywood
pretty much back up and running? They just don't – the theaters are just closed down. You know what's bizarre? They've done a bunch of testing, and theaters are not places really – they're very safe because they have the high ceilings and good ventilation. There's really no reason for these – people don't really talk. There's really no reason for these theaters to be closed. They should be open. I guess they are open.
They are open, but I mean,
just no one's going.
Yeah, nobody's going. I mean, they're spreading people out. I mean, the last movie I went to, it was a gigantic theater, and there were about 10 people in the theater.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not going to survive that way.
Terrible movie, Tenet.
They're not going to survive that way. You know, take your vitamins and go to the freaking movies.
Dude, there are rumors that the season four for True Detective is going to bring back some of the favorite characters, including Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, nice.
So different time periods, different roles. I mean,
do it.
Are we trying to go to Bruce or no?
Let's do it.
30 seconds. Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Judge.
Hey,
I have an announcement to make. That Grant Paulson Stewart.
What did he say, Cakes?
Grant Paulson's what?
He had an announcement, but Grant Paulson stole it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Because Grant tweeted something.
Pretty funny.
He said something yesterday.
He said it on the air.
Maybe
we're saving it for the star of the story.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
I didn't think it was a big deal. Grant sent me a text.
He felt bad about it.
Felt bad about it. I was like, dude, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Hey. There's a reason why Drabby's not here. But
hey, guys, have fun doing your sexual harassment pods today. It's pretty fun.
I did it yesterday.
What a waste of life.
Pretty fun.
Took forever.
And I registered my car for whatever reason.
There you go.
All right, we got to get out of here. Beep. Grant and Danny, they are indeed up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.